Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Prophetess Diane Jackson from the International School of the Prophets, located in Atlanta, Georgia area. If you're ever in the Atlanta, Georgia area on a Saturday from 3 to 5 o'clock, you can visit me at 1162 Booker Street in Atlanta, Georgia, northwest part of Atlanta. And if you're in the New Jersey area, you can also visit us up there where Prophetess Wendy is Vinette Hibbert is over the school up there in East Orange, New Jersey, at Suite 204A. So if you're in the New Jersey area, do stop by. They're there every Monday night at 7:30, where they do prophetic teaching and training to help activate your gift and get you stirred up, and also down here as well. I do the school down here in Atlanta, Georgia. So like I said, if you're ever in this area, I'm here every the first three Saturdays of the month, and you can reach me. You could go to my webpage, to the Council of Prophet webpage, and there's a number you can, the number will be on the webpage where you can reach me if you'd like to call and like to get more information concerning the school. I appreciate you joining me even on this evening. And before we get started, I do want to have a word of prayer. Thank you, Father. I just do thank you and praise you. I do honor you tonight, God. I thank you for this time and this opportunity, God, to be on Blob Talk Radio to share with the people concerning prophetic stretch, God. I thank you. I send you, Lord, the word my mouth, Holy Spirit. Lord, give me what to say and how to say it, God. Let it bring increase in any person that are prophetic on this line or anyone else. Lord, let it bring increase to their ministry. In the name of Jesus, and God, have your way through me, God. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you for what you're going to do on this line tonight. Lord, may you be glorified, and Jesus, may you be lifted up, and may the people be edified, and may they grow by the prophetic teaching. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, once again, I say thank you for joining me on here on Blob Talk Radio. And my topic tonight is we want to talk about prophetic stretch, asking the Lord to give us more domain in the prophetic realm, because some of us want to be stretched and need to be stretched. We need to be stretched beyond our limitation, and God, I believe God wants to do that for many of us, all of us on this line. He would do it. And the scripture I do want to read is about enlarging. So stretch is also to enlarge us in the prophetic arena. And the scripture I want to use before, I want to use about the Jabez prayer. You know, Jabez prayed and asked. Jabez prayed. And let me just read the first chapter 4 and verse 9 and 11. It said, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coasts." Okay, we need God to enlarge our coasts in the prophetic, "and that thine hand might be with me." So we definitely need the hand of the Lord with us as he enlarge our coasts. "And that thou wouldest keep me from evil." Yes, we want God to keep us from speaking evil, you know, prophesying and saying the wrong thing, and just keep us from evil. We don't want to be evil speaking the word of the Lord. Praise God. We don't want to take what God has given us and make it evil. So we want God to keep us from evil, "that it may be, and that it may not grieve me." So we don't want in evil that it'll grieve us. We don't want to be grieved because of evilness. "And God granted him that which he requests." So yeah, let me know if we pray, God will grant us, as long as in line with his word. And in his word, the Bible let us know to desire prophecy, desire to prophesy. And 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where Paul was saying desire, desire. So it's nothing wrong with you if you're desiring that you want to prophesy. Nothing wrong with that. And we know, God, this spirit of prophecy is being poured out in the earth, glory to God. And I see where God has stretched many people to another another dimension in the prophetic, have enlarged their prophetic territory where God has stretched them. You know, God is taking them beyond the known and definitely beyond surface word. We don't, you know, surface prophecy is fine if you just baby starting out in the prophetic, but then you want God to stretch you, enlarge you, and take you deeper and higher in the prophetic. We want to be stretched in the prophetic. And, you know, when you stretch, that means you go beyond your limitation. So God, this time, God want to take us beyond our limitation. I'm going to use like Elijah and Elisha. Elijah was the premier prophet, the key prophet at first. And then he mentored Elisha. And Elijah asked for a double portion. And to me, like that double portion, that he was stretched beyond what Elijah did. Elijah was stretched. God stretched him beyond because he asked for a double portion. He want more. So that lets us know we can ask God for more. And God will grant it to us definitely if we're under the right mentor, the right person that's training us, mentoring us, teaching us, you know, in the prophetic. So you need to be under the right prophetic father or the right prophetic mother that will train you, help impart into you, help you to get equipped to cultivate you in the prophetic. When you're under that right mentor, you can ask for double. You can ask, Lord, I want more than what they have. It's all right, you know, for you to want more. And we're in a time now, like, it requires more. It requires more. And we see where God is using certain ones. I don't want to call no names, but I see how God is using certain ones in the prophetic. And being stretched in the prophetic, with the word of the Lord, with the word of knowledge, word of wisdom and prophecy. And some of us can be stretched to operate in the miracles and gifts of healing. We may just been operating, just prophesying. Or just giving a word of knowledge. So we can ask God stretch us also to give him the word of wisdom along with the word of knowledge or the gift of faith or an interpreting tongues and an interpreting dreams. So we can ask God to enlarge us, stretch us beyond where we've been operating, you know, this limit where we've been feel so limited. And then we will look at others and look like, wow, God is doing such an awesome work in them. And God is just really using them prophetically and look like he's just stretching them beyond limits. He's taking them into in prophetic atmosphere that some of us have not even tapped into, but he allowing some to go there. And I believe it has something also to do with our relationship with God. Your relationship with God is important. My relationship with God is important. You know, how bad do you want it? Do you want it enough to spend that time to have fellowship with God and have that intimate time with him, having a strong relationship with God, like the prophets? And I often use this with the prophet Elijah, who said they are one that stands in the presence of God. So therefore, they just waiting for God to speak, you know, spending that time in his presence, just there in his presence, taking opportunity to spend with God. And we, today, we got to, as if we're going to be effective and we want God to use us more, then we definitely got to have that relationship with God. And we do need to be under the right mentor, the person that will mentor us and help get us equipped for the prophetic and help us to stretch beyond that. Someone will help us stretch beyond, as I said, the limitation, you know, our domain in the prophetic realm. And another way to help for you to stretch is also is being in the company of other prophets that's flowing in the prophetic. Or you could be in the company of other prophets and they're not really flowing and they may be limited like you are. But being amongst those that have really stretched, that God have really stretched, that God is just using them and taking them beyond the normal prophecy, the normal, just the word of the Lord, just really got them out there deep, you know, into the ocean of the prophetic. I'm going to just call it the ocean of the prophetic because we know God is vast and the prophetic is vast. So we it's good when we're in the companies of others that's going forth in the prophetic, that's that they can activate that gift by them going forth. They can ignite the fire, the prophetic flame in you, that the prophetic flame in your belly will begin to flame up, you know, it began to flame up out of you, that you will begin to prophesy the word of the Lord even the more. Praise God, as I say, having more domain in the spirit, having more just being stretched beyond, forgive me with all this, but just being stretched beyond limitation, that taking the limits off, you know, just taking the limits off and allowing God, to the Holy Spirit, to just take the limits off and just have his way in. And we got to pray. I believe in that we pray and ask God to stretch us too. You can pray, Lord, stretch me. That's my prayer. Some Lord, stretch me in the prophetic. Stretch me because I want to be stretching it. When I look at others and how God is using others, then I'm like, Lord, stretch me. Take me there. Take me to that type of flow that they are flowing in the prophetic, you know, with such fluency and with such accuracy, but with the word of the Lord and with such depths, I mean, just flowing with depths, just in the prophetic depths. And I mean, just I have seen some awesome prophets of God, and definitely as I've been watching some of the awesome prophets on YouTube, some awesome men of God some awesome prophets. And if you get a chance, just watch some of them. And that will help, like, encourage you and, like, kind of build you up, and it'd help you to see that you can go further in this. You don't have to be limited, you know, to just one area, the prophetic. But, you know, you can just, you can ask the Lord to take you there by spending that time, at least seeking God and hearing from God. And as I said, being in the company of other prophets that's flowing, or apostles and prophets in that prophetic atmosphere, It will stir up that gifts in you. It can stir up the prophetic gift in you. So it's important that we be in that type of atmosphere, or we get schooled by those that are teaching the prophetic to help pull it out of you and help you to come beyond yourself and beyond, and pull you away from fear and cause you to move out by faith and stretch out by faith. Glory to God, because we in that time, we in that season, we're in that day that God wants to use us more. He wants to speak more. He wants to reveal more to us. People need answers and directions and clarity and deliverance. People need and that more as a prophetic officer. I'm going to use prophetic officer. Praise God, a prophetic officer. We can bring deliverance to people, arrest the enemy that's in their lives, as in people's lives that have been plaguing their lives for years. So as that prophetic officer, you can bring that spirit and cast that spirit out of them. My God, and that deliverance that you can operate, you know, being stretched to bring deliverance. And we know most of all salvation to people, but we do as God stretches in the prophetic and bring deliverance in people's lives and clear, direct answers, you know, the word of wisdom just being so, my God, so strategic that it's just giving people what they need to do concerning their situation. So I would encourage you to just ask the Lord to stretch you or put you amongst the people that will help pull it out of you, that will help pull you into another level or dimension or, you know, whatever. Just pull you up to the prophetic atmosphere that you need to come up in. Glory to God. Just pull you there. Help pull it out of you. Help stir it up in you. Cause, put a stirring in that. You know, he said it'll come like, it'd be like rivers of water, that it will cause the rivers of water of the rivers of water of the prophetic to begin to flowing like streams, just flowing into people's lives, into, as you're speaking, you're just streams, rivers just flowing out of you, just ministering on point, my God, being exact, and, you know, just fine-tuning, just you're being fine-tuned, just flowing in such fluency, my God, in such accuracy. My God, that people like, wow, couldn't nobody reveal such secrets and reveal but God, that they will have to acknowledge is God that's operating through you, because we don't want to take God's glory. So we always want to give God his glory, because apart from him, the Holy Ghost, we don't know nothing. So we want to keep that in mind. It's the Holy Ghost that's revealing these things through us, to us, concerning individual, concerning the people. But back to where I was sharing about the awesome men of God. I was watching one this week from Africa. My God, I got just up there how God is just using him mightily. I mean, just awesome, the different prophets that I've been watching, and that's a good way. Go on YouTube, watch the different prophets and how God is using them. Praise God. And I mean, God used this man of God. I mean, oh my, with some deep stuff and things that's happening. You know, this is what people need to hear, the issues, the hidden issues, the deep things that will turn the hearts of men to God, revealing, you know, because some stuff some people are look like just stuck, frozen in time, and just stuck in certain situation. It seems like there's no way out, or bound by something, and they need a prophet that can that God can reveal what it is and who caused this here. I see where the prophet of God ministered to the people, even some that, because somebody, family member, put curse on the family. So this is why the person couldn't prosper. And see, this is what we need in America. Not saying we're not getting, but there's some deep stuff that some of us seem like, why am I in this condition? Why I can't break loose? You need that man of God. You need that prophet that can see in your life that God will let him or her, not only him but her too, to be able to see in your life what is the problem and give you the solution. Not only God, you know, the word of knowledge reveal what it is, you know, revealing what's going on in your body, and the word of wisdom will give you the solution. The word of the Lord will give you the solution, what you need to do concerning what's been going on in your life. You know, it'll give you clarity. It'll be like looking through a clear, it's just clarity, looking through a clear piece of glass, what is actually happening. That prophetic word that comes to you could be like a clear glass that you're looking clearly, and you're seeing clearly when the man or the woman of God is speaking in your life, revealing the deep things, the dark things, the hidden things that's going on, what's causing certain things, revealing about the illness and Just this man of God, I'm telling you, it's just really been blessing me. Praise God. And I ain't saying nothing evil against them. So praise God. I've been blessed by Apostle John Eckhart and Prophet Khan, you know, here. Praise God. These are some of our key folks here, some of our premier people that's on the front line here in America. And over there in Africa, you know, you got the, oh man, the one I've been really, I just been engulfed into was the Prophet Mekadiwa. My God, Emmanuel Mekadiwa. Praise God. If you get a chance, go on YouTube, look up the and look them up for prophetic moments and also the oil of joy. I'm telling you, it'll just make you want more from God. It'll help you to see there's more to the prophetic. Maybe you that's already operating there. I'm not talking to you, but those that wants more, and you know somewhere, you know there got to be more to this. It is more to it. Praise God. And it's a God thing. It's a God thing. It's not the devil. It's a God thing. Praise God. And these people and Prophet Shepherd, young prophet, and I got to watch Prophet Angel, and I watch Prophet T.B. Joshua. I like him. He got a strong deliverance ministry. Praise God. And some other prophets. I watch Prophet Angel. But, I just encourage you. If you want to see, is there more, watch some of these prophets by how the Lord is using them, how the Holy Ghost is speaking through them and using them. You'll know there's more to it. Praise God. And we know it's not just enough to prophesy, because we got to live the life too. We want, and I believe these men of God is living the life, walking upright before God. We all being worked on every day. We got some areas we all come short of, but their fruits, I believe, will speak for them. Praise God. I believe these men are sold out to the Lord, and they love God, and praise God. So, and the women of God too. Glory to God. But I would encourage you, you get a chance, check them out. But as I was saying, and by me watching, it's like, okay, Lord, I know there's more, you know, it's just more to it. Like, Lord, give me, let that anointing fall on me too. Not saying God don't use me. He used me prophetically, but I see there's more. Praise God. Now, I believe the Lord wants to give me more. I believe he wants to give you more. Praise God. We just got to be like Jabez. Enlarge, Lord, enlarge my coast in the prophetic. Enlarge it, Lord. Would you enlarge? You know how the ocean, when the rain, you know, like it takes away some of the sand, you know, when them hurricanes come, it causes to lose some sand, lose some ground. Then that means the ocean that got bigger, because it then lost a lot of the ground where the beach part, I'll say the beach. They then lost a lot of beach, that the people no longer, that area is no longer available, because the ocean have enlarged itself, really. And it had washed away some of the beaches that was there, so it makes it more water in that area, put out more water, you know. So the water have been expanded. So we want God to expand us where we was limited. Now we want the Holy Spirit, the ushering of the Holy Spirit. My God, just expand us and just move things, move doubt and unbelief and fear and all of that. That's in the way that's been like sand that's there that we've just been relaxed on. We wanted to just move it so we can expand in us, expand in me. I want them to expand in me. Glory to God in the prophetic realm. Praise God. We need something more in America. We need like what they got over there in Africa. We need more of that. We need that in America. That's why people ain't hardly, you know, our churches ain't filled, because we're not operating in that powerful anointing. We didn't got, and we need that prayer life to bring that anointing back into the church, to bring it here in America, because we didn't got so caught up in the spirit of the world to, we have left off. We just barely, it's like we're kind of lukewarm in the church now, but we need to get back on fire. We need to become hot for God. We need to become hot from God and get the church prayed back up. Let the prophets walk in the true power anointing, walking in some true authority, walking in dunamis power, exousia power, walking in the power of God, the power. I'm reading about the power, the power, the power of God, operating from the power of God. We got to operate as prophetic people, as men that fivefold ministry and any other ministry, the bishops and elders. We need the power of God to be operating in our lives. Praise God that people, we don't need to be just talk, but we need to be like Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians and verse 20. He said the word of God. Let me turn to it right quick. Praise God. Don't want to misquote it, but want to quote it right. Praise God. I'm trying to hurry because my time is about coming in here. 1 Corinthians, it said, 4 and 20, he said, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. It's in that dunamis power. This is what the prophets over there, they operate not just in words. They ain't just prophesying, but they operate. I mean, some deep issues, some deep stuff. They're going digging deep. And we over here, I want to dig deep in the prophetic realm for the glory of God. No glory, because it all come from God anyway. But we just need to dig deep. I want to dig deep. Ask God, Lord, how do I dig deep for the prophetic to be able to operate? And many of you just need to dig deep. Ask God to enlarge you and take you deeper in the prophetic realm that you don't. That you will have some, that it will draw the people because they operated in such deepness. It's causing people to come from all over. They have to fill the stadium up. The stadiums are being filled up everywhere. Their name there, the people are showing up because people want, they want something from God. People want answers. People want to be healed. People want jobs and business. People are in need. People are concerned about their families, and people want to know what's holding them up. So that's why we need the Lord to stretch us here in America, praise God, that we will see the miraculous, not only just speak the word, but it will be a quick answer, a rapid answer, an overnight answer. It'll be an answer by the time we get home, or an answer. I've seen the man minister to the lady and said her husband had left and gone a while, and that he was going to call her. Ten soon he get through ministering to her, he going to call in 10 minutes. Within 10 minutes, that man called. He had told her husband coming back to, and the man called, want to come pick up. So come on, saints over here. Come on, prophetic people. Come on, let's come on up in this here prophetic. Let's ask God to enlarge us, take us deeper. I don't know about you, but I want to go deeper. Praise God. So I would encourage you. Let's ask God, stretch us in the prophetic. Let's not get so caught up in carnality. Let's get caught up in the spirit of God, in the realm of the spirit. Praise God. Let's call on God like Jabez. Praise God. I want to see the miraculous. I want to see miracles, people getting answers right away from God. Praise God. So I just thank God for you joining me today. I pray you was blessed. I hope you received something. I pray that you pray. Glory to God. Don't forget, I have some prophetic books. Definitely, The Prophetic Mantle by by Diane Jackson. I got some other book, Praise God, God's Around Table with His Prophets. And also I have The Making of an Authentic, Validated Prophet, The Woman, A Good Thing Designed by God, and Hannah's Silly Woman Loving a Man, and also Adultery is Good, But It Hurts So Bad. Remember, join me every Thursday. I appreciate you joining me on this day. Praise God. I pray that you was blessed. I pray that you received something on tonight, something that will make you seek hard after God for more. Because there's more to God. So I pray you seek him for more. If you seek him for more, he said, he that hunger and thirst shall be filled. He'll give you more. God bless you.